Jones took over the GM's job in 2007 after working for the city of Petersburg for 28 years. The 59-year-old plans to take on more part-time and interim work instead of the full-time role of running a ferry organization.
Well, for the most part, I've enjoyed it. I got to work with a lot of good, talented people and learn some new things, and I feel I was able to accomplish quite a bit of good things for the FAA, and so I feel good about it.
The Independent Ferry Authority was formed in 1997 by six communities in southern and central southeast to improve transportation options between the islands. From the start, it offered a ferry connection between the Prince of Wales community of Hollis and Ketchikan. And in 2006, the IFA brought a second vessel online with a route connecting Wrangell, Kaufman Cove, and South Mitkoff Island near Petersburg. In 2009, the IFA discontinued that run due to low passenger numbers. Dennis Watson of Craig, chair of the IFA board, says Jones stepped into the GM job during a time of transition.
Pretty big. You know, we had a run in between Wrangell and Petersburg and Kaufman Cove, and we were running two ships a day out of Hollis to Ketchikan, and we realized that we were going to have to trim down because the northern route wasn't making money, and the southern route was losing more money with the double run. So Bruce got on board at a really tough time and had to be involved in making some really tough decisions with the board. And I think we all appreciate that. You know, it was something that had to be done, but it was an extremely uncomfortable time.
Watson says high fuel prices have made it difficult for the IFA.
You know, we started IFA back in the days when we were at 60 and 80 cent fuel. And, you know, if we were back there right now, we'd be in pretty darn good shape. But when fuel starts getting, you know, up past $2, up into $3 and $4, we find ourselves struggling, you know, to keep up with the cost of fuel. Even though we do raise the ticket price, we can't really raise it enough to cover entirely what it costs. So we're looking better, but we still have a road ahead of us, is what I'm saying. We're going to have to go in and do a little bit more trimming.
Watson says the board is going to have to decide what to do with the second vessel it owns. The IFA has two 198-foot ships, and for most of the year, one of them sits idle and costs the authority over $300,000 for insurance and upkeep. Eliminating that cost would bring the IFA much closer to breaking even. The board has discussed selling or leasing one of the vessels and has received inquiries about selling a boat. Purchase of the ferry was financed by the Federal Transit Administration, and the IFA board chair Watson says they're trying to find out what that government agency would allow. As for other cost-cutting measures, the IFA has reduced the Hollis to Ketchikan run to once a day, and it's moving its offices from Kluwak to Hollis this year. Outgoing GM Jones says the ferry organization's finances have improved since he started.
Well, I feel it's a little better. It's a lot better than it was when I first got there. We still are going to have to rely on state funding to break even throughout the year. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, anywhere, depending on dry dock issues and that thing, anywhere from $350,000 to $500,000 a year coming from the state.
Jones says he'll make one more trip to the capital to seek funding for the ferry service in 2012 before he steps down. But he says the IFA will need that annual support from the state to keep running at its current level. Meanwhile, the IFA board is updating the job description for the next general manager and will advertise that position. Board Chair Watson says he plans to apply for the spot. And the IFA board itself may look a little different in the future. At a teleconference meeting this month, the board talked about whether Petersburg and Wrangell should continue to be involved with the IFA. Petersburg board member Kathy O'Rear asked about the possibilities.
Pretty evident that IFA is extremely important to Prince of Wales. And I just look at it as with the communities of Petersburg and Wrangell, we're not getting the service. I have a hard time voting on items that affect the communities down there, and we don't have anything to do with it. So I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't know if we're needed or not, but I'd like to know of a way to possibly not use the board members until the service is available to us, or do something that makes it a little more fair for everyone.
O'Rear said she wanted to find out the options before she brought that issue back to the Petersburg City Council for consideration. and Board Chair Watson agreed to look into the issue. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.